be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. This video was created to motivate us to better live our present life, because God awaits us with open arms to receive us with all His love, and we must respond to His love with our love, so at the moment of our final life review, we can feel proud of how we have lived, and we do not have to regret something that we can no longer amend. God always waits for us with love, ready to forgive us. He is love and mercy for everyone, even the greatest sinners. However, we must not forget that He is also justice, and to enjoy the full happiness of heaven, we must be totally clean and pure, which means that we may need a time in purgatory or purification. Those who do not accept God and reject Him will be making their own hell by living far from God, without His love, and in the eternal company of demons. Hell exists, just like heaven and purgatory. We will verify this in an existential way, not with documents of the church or the lives of saints, but with the experiences of people who have been able to glimpse a little of the afterlife by being clinically left for dead. It is necessary to take our life seriously, to live well, thinking about the eternity that awaits us. At present, this subject has been studied by numerous researchers around the world: cardiologists, psychiatrists, pediatricians, anesthetists, psychologists, theologians, sociologists, and many other medical specialists or scholars from other disciplines. Everyone agrees that these experiences are real and that they are not the result of hallucinations or arbitrary imaginations. Almost all of these experiences have many points in common, which gives them a certain guarantee of authenticity. Many people say that the moment they are about to die, the moment where their hearts stop beating, they experience a dramatic change in perspective. They appear to be leaving their physical body behind and floating upward to a point above their bodies, below the ceiling of the emergency room or operating room, or above the accident site. They clearly see their own physical bodies below them on an operating table or in the wreckage of a vehicle, and they often see the work of medical personnel trying to revive them. After a while, they may have the impression of entering a dark tunnel, and as they move through it, they see a bright light at the end of it. When they enter that light, they are bathed and consoled by a feeling of love and peace impossible to describe, a feeling of ineffable joy. Often, they are within that light with their relatives or with other loved ones who have already died, as if they came to welcome them. Some people notice something that they consider a boundary or limit, separating the world of natural life from a realm that is beyond life as we know it. They say that if they cross this demarcation zone, they will not be able to go back. When these people enter their near-death experiences, they can be aware of a loving and luminous presence, of a being of love and light that accompanies them throughout a panoramic and extraordinary review of their lives. In this experience, all the details of life can be manifested in vivid colors, while the loving presence of light helps them understand the life that now seems to be coming to an end. It is common that at this point, people do not want to return to their lives, but that the being of light or their loved ones let them know that the time to die has not come and that they must return because they have pending things to do. Or they are given the choice between moving forward into the realm of light or returning to the lives they were living. Perhaps the most incredible common factor in these testimonies is the encounter with a very bright light, a light that reaches a supernatural, brilliant splendor. The people in these testimonies say that this light does not damage the view or dazzle or prevent them from seeing the things around them. They all say that this light is a He, and He is a personal being and that He has a well-defined personality. The soul feels an irresistible attraction to this being. Then the being begins to communicate with the person who is suffering and asks, "Are you ready to die? What have you done in your life?" The people in these testimonies say the questions are not posed as a conviction, accusation, or threat. However, acceptance and total love from the luminous being continues to be felt. One of the clearest conclusions from near-death experiences is that there is life after this life, that life does not end with death, that we are more than a body and we have an immortal soul. Some holy fathers of the first centuries already spoke of an ethereal, subtle, spiritual body which leaves us when we die, and which they identify as the soul, spiritual and immortal. St. Irenaeus in the 2nd century says, "Souls are endowed with the same shape and figure as the body, like water that takes the shape of the glass in which it is, and when it freezes, retains the same shape of the container." Origen of Alexandria, also known as Origen Adamantius, also from the 2nd century, said, "Those dead who have appeared to the living have presented themselves in the same way they had when they lived on earth." In these near-death experiences, people see many other beings, especially family and friends, who have died over many years and who come out to greet them. Let us now look at some concrete experiences that can confirm the existence of life after death. Let us begin with the great St. Augustine of Hippo, who speaks of a case that he knew personally. St. Augustine of Hippo says, "A man named Kerma fell ill, and deprived of his senses, lay as dead for a few days. A very slight breath from his nose that was hardly felt when the hand approached was the small indication that he had life, enough reason not to allow him to be buried. He did not move any member of his body or take food. His eyes and other senses seemed numb. And after many days, as if waking up, he told what he had seen. He had this curious illness and had a vision in a kind of state of death. First, he said, let someone go to the house of Kerma the blacksmith and see what is going on there. After someone went to Kerma's house, that person found out that Kerma had died at that very moment. Then Kerma the blacksmith stated that he had been ordered to appear before God at the time he had been brought back to life. Among the deceased that he had seen were some that I had known in life. I would hardly have given him credit if he had not also spoken of some living that he did not know. For example, some clergymen in his region, among whom he saw a priest who would be baptized in Hippo by me. He had seen a priest, clergyman, and myself, certainly still alive, in that vision in which he later saw the dead as well. Why can we not believe that he has seen as dead those who are currently alive without knowing them? Finally, after many visions that he saw, he related that he was also introduced to paradise, and that someone told him, go and be baptized, if you want to come one day to this place of the blessed. Then Kerma felt that he would need to be baptized by me, and Kerma replied that he had already done it. But the one who was speaking to him replied, go and be really baptized, because you have seen yourself baptized in the vision. When he came back to life and after he was cured, he came to Hippo. He registered for baptism among the others, unknown to me, because he did not bother to tell that vision to me or to any of my priests. He was baptized, and at the end of the holy days, he returned to his house. After 2 years or maybe more, I became aware of all this. The first one who told me about these things was a friend of mine, who was also Kerma's friend, who sat at my table and led the conversation on these matters. Later, I insisted and managed to get Kerma, being present, to tell me about it, in front of honorable men, his fellow citizens who witnessed everything. His curious illness, his state of death for many days, the death of Kerma the blacksmith. Thus, I conclude that, as he saw his baptism and saw myself, the basilica, the baptistery, also other people in the same way, some living people without those people knowing about it. This is the testimony of an American officer who says, on May 20th, 1969, I took part in combat in Vietnam. During the battle, projectiles flew everywhere. I was seriously injured and lost, as you can see, both legs and an arm. I realized that I was dying because I was losing a lot of blood. I came out of my body and saw the other soldiers of my battalion, who had also died before me. They were all immersed in a light and communicated with each other as if reading thoughts. Then the helicopter came, and they took me to the hospital. I saw that they covered my face with a sheet, as is always done with the dead. I felt nothing, but believed I was dead. The doctors also believed that I was dead and were going to start embalming me, when one of them lifted the sheet and immediately took me to the operating room. I remember wanting to stop the doctor, because I didn't want him to operate on me. I woke up 10 days after being injured. I have been in a coma for 10 days, and throughout that time, I communicated with my dead soldiers and had a sense of well-being, not wanting to come back to life. When I woke up, I told the doctors many details about what had happened in the operating room. They were amazed. But the important thing is that today, 12 years later, as a result of this experience, I believe in the existence of life after life, and I certainly believe that God exists. Another conclusion that we can draw from these near-death experiences is that God exists. As the American officer whose testimony we have previously noted said, "He appears in a wonderful light, more beautiful than the sun, and surrounds us with a total and unconditional love, making us understand that God knows all the details of our life by making us relive our past." In some cases, the divine being that appears to us in the light identifies himself as Jesus Christ. Let's look at some examples. A man who, in August of 1975, had to undergo an open-heart operation says, "I remember that I was crossing a wooden bridge over a stream of water, and I saw that on the other side was Jesus Christ dressed in white. His teeth were very white, and his eyes were blue. I realized that I had died, and that it was all very real. When I got closer, I wanted to convince myself that it really was him. I looked at his hands, and there were the marks of his sores. I had a lot of peace. He was smiling at me and telling me that I should go back, and I did." Another example, I am a 19-year-old student. Last year, together with my boyfriend, we had a collision with a bus. We were on a motorcycle. I fell and hit the bus. I was in a total coma for 3 months. In the middle of this period, I was in mortal danger. We both have seen Jesus, a barefoot man with a young face, long hair, a beard, and a tunic. He called me and told me, "Elena, don't despair. You will have to suffer for a while, but remember that you will return with your loved ones and your friends. Remember that I am with you, especially in the most difficult moments." My boyfriend also saw the crucified Jesus move his left arm, then placed it back on the cross. Candace Lee, when she was 21 years old, was assaulted and strangled by a criminal while she was waiting for her husband at the door of the nightclub where she worked. She says, "I went through a tunnel to the end, where a very bright light was seen. The angels took me to a place where Jesus was. I knelt down and the angels stood at my sides. Jesus approached me and said, 'Go back, it is not your time yet. You must teach.' Jesus was brilliant. He was pure light, but I could see his body. He was wearing white clothes and his face was luminous like an incandescent light. There is nothing in the world more beautiful. He was full of love. You could feel the love from him. When Jesus told me that I must return, I found myself in the tunnel again and woke up in my body." Do you believe in God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is your God, your Lord and Savior? Do you think that he is waiting for you after death with all his love to make an evaluation of your life with him? Try to love him with all your heart from now on so that you do not have to regret the lost time and not having known how to return so much love with your own love. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our mother. Amen.